A show of force. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Our military and South Korea's are conducting the largest joint military drills in 5 years, calling them defensive. North Korea's government, though, says it's practice for an invasion.
The Ulchi Freedom Shield exercise will run until September 1st, where allies will do live fire exercises, field maneuvers, civil contingency drills, and combined computer simulation-based command post training. The nation's scaling back joint exercises in 2018. South Korea's defense ministry says the goal is to fundamentally strengthen the South Korea-U.S. combined defense posture by normalizing combined exercises that have been canceled, postponed, reduced, or adjusted for a considerable period of time. The drills come in the wake of growing missile and nuclear threats from North Korea. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A body in a submerged car is found near where a missing 16-year-old girl was last seen in California. Kylie Rodney disappeared after leaving a party at a campground 2 weeks ago. Teachers in Columbus, Ohio, voted to go on strike. Classes start Wednesday, but will for now be held online with substitute teachers. The union says the strike's about learning conditions, issues like class sizes and broken heating and cooling systems in classrooms. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says, in general, the country is short on teachers.
Secretary Cardona says the biggest cause he sees in the classroom teacher shortage is lack of respect for the teaching profession. On NBC's Meet the Press, he says more emphasis should be put on paying those who teach our kids what they're worth.
The fact that we've normalized teachers driving Uber on the weekends to make ends meet or working at a restaurant waiting tables to make ends meet, we have to lift the profession.
To address the shortage, many districts are reportedly either luring teachers out of retirement or recruiting college students to teach as they learn the profession themselves. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Russia's main spy agency says that Ukrainian intelligence is responsible for killing a Russian nationalist's daughter. Ukraine's government denies it. Daria Dugina, a TV commentator, died in a car bomb explosion Saturday night. Her father, Alexander, has been referred to as Putin's brain and strongly supports the Russian president's decision to invade Ukraine. Russian media reports the bomb was planted under his car, but he wasn't in it. Former Louisville, Kentucky police detective is expected to plead guilty today, charged in connection to the Breonna Taylor case.
Former Louisville police detective Kelly Goodlett, in a deal with prosecutors, expects to plead guilty to one count of conspiring to violate Breonna Taylor's civil rights for helping falsify a search warrant for Taylor's apartment in 2020 in a botched search for drugs. Goodlett faces up to 5 years in prison. She's also expected to testify against three other officers who face charges. During the warrant search, officers opened fire inside Taylor's apartment, killing her after her boyfriend shot and injured another officer. The botched raid sparked protests in cities across the country. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Kids in the Philippines are back at school in person today for the first time in 2 years. Masks are required for coronavirus protection. In Western New York, NASCAR's second-to-last regular season race.
Kyle Larson beat the rain and the field at Watkins Glen.
Kyle Larson comes out on the front stretch. He'll see the checkered flag. Larson wins again at the Glen.
The race on USA, Larson swept the weekend, winning the Xfinity race on Saturday. He also won at the Glen last year. He only led 5 laps, but they were the important ones. Chase Elliott started on the pole and clinched the regular season points championship by leading 29 laps. The race was delayed 2 hours because of rain, and drivers started with NASCAR's new water tires designed specifically for the next-gen cars. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Stock futures are down ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.